Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, this is Ryan Pratt, HBU's head men's soccer coach. Thanks for having me on your show this afternoon. I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I have been here in Houston for the last 6 years, beginning my seventh season. The first three seasons, I was the assistant coach here, and then was promoted as the head coach in June of 2017. HBU has been an unbelievable place for me. Houston's a wonderful city. It has been an amazing experience to be here. Our team has been growing exponentially year by year, and we're excited to have what we hope is the best season in the program's history coming up in an odd year in the spring of 2021, as opposed to the fall like it typically is.
Well, Ryan, I mean, soccer is probably, is it the global number one sport? I'd be interested to know.
I don't see how there's any way how it's not the most participated sport in the country and the world.
You know, I've been to Europe a number of times, and my wife's family's from there. And of course, in Europe, I mean, football is soccer.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, tell us about the men's soccer team at HBU, Division One level. What does that mean for an athlete on the HBU men's soccer team?
Well, I'll tell you what, we are a little bit different from every sport on campus in the fact that all of our other sports compete in the Southland Conference, and we compete in the Western Athletic Conference. And so we have a little bit of a unique situation surrounding our program in and of itself, which means we are different in the fact that we play all over the western portion of the country, from Seattle to California to Arizona to Las Vegas and everything in between. We're also one of the only four Division I programs in the state of Texas, which makes us very unique as well.
So only four in the state of Texas. It would only be four. HBU, and then what are the other teams?
HBU, Incarnate Word, UTRGV, and SMU.
Wow. That's an incredible distinction. Now, when you're hitting the Western United States from Seattle down to Vegas, a lot of territory. How do y'all do that? Do you fly or what do you do?
Yeah, so we typically play on Fridays and Sundays. And so a typical weekend on the road would be departing Houston, flying into, let's just say, Seattle, playing there on a Friday night, and then flying from Seattle to San Jose, California, to play on a Sunday, and then getting on a plane Sunday evening or early Monday morning to get back in time for classes on Monday morning.
That's so cool. You're probably racking up the Southwest miles with that.
I wish they were a little more generous with the miles, that's for sure, though.
Tell us how you came to HBU, your interest in soccer, and how that all came about.
I just started playing soccer as a young kid. I can't even remember a time when I didn't play. And so it was just ingrained in me. I love the sport. I enjoyed it. I played all throughout high school. I played Division I college soccer myself. And once my talent kind of leveled out and plateaued, I realized that there wasn't much of a future for me to play the game, but I wanted to stay involved in the game and give back as much as I could. And I had that competitive passion that I wanted to give back to the kids and stay in the game at the highest level I possibly could. And so that meant coaching for me. And so I began my coaching career at 25 years old at a Division II school just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. And then worked my way into Division I coaching opportunities. And then in June of 2014, I landed here at HBU.
How did you get to HBU, Ryan?
Steve Jones was the head coach at the time. And my old head coach at UAB was, who's recently retired, reached out to him. Steve was looking for an assistant coach. And so he reached out to him and introduced the two of us. And I guess the rest is history.
Was there much of a difference going from assistant coach to head coach of the men's soccer team at HBU?
Not really, not for me. I've been a head coach for, I think, 11 or 12 years prior to me becoming the assistant here at HBU, and then moving up from there. So I've been a head coach before, had been an assistant before, so I'd done both roles, and so it wasn't too much of a change.
The conference you're in, what kind of teams? Tell us about the schools that you play Division One.
So our conference for men's soccer is very good. Just to give you an idea, there are, I think, 26 NCAA Division One men's soccer conferences, and they get ranked every year just like every other sport does. And I think the WAC finished, I think, ranked 12th in the country out of those 26 conferences, so in the upper half. We average, on average, probably we're a two-bid league into the NCAA tournament, which is 48 teams in men's soccer, which is a pretty good mid-major average to have two bids in the NCAA tournament.
And how do students come, athletes, and have the opportunity at this level, Division One? Do you recruit, or what's the opportunity for a potential soccer player?
Yeah, we recruit like crazy, and we try to recruit as globally yet as locally as we possibly can. I think if you look at our roster, there is a definite mix of local talent with international talent as well. And so we definitely try and get as many people from as many different backgrounds as possible. Playing in the Western Athletic Conference is a huge selling point, recruiting point for us. I think it's one of the great things about HBU and the experience that you get here. Not only do you get to play in Texas and experience our culture on campus, but you also get to go to Seattle and Los Angeles and Phoenix and Las Vegas and Air Force Academy in Colorado. And so you get to experience an entire different portion of the United States of America that you otherwise wouldn't get to experience.
And so when you say you recruit globally, is that literally globally outside of the United States?
Yes.
Tell me how you do that. I mean, do you get on a plane and land in London or Madrid, or how do you do it?
Sometimes it's a little more difficult. And sometimes we have to be a little creative with how we do things. But I've been to Guatemala, Costa Rica, Iceland. I mean, I've been to all different kinds of places. And when you've been in the business as long as I have, you know a lot of people and you trust a lot of people and you get a lot of kids' profiles sent to you. And then you try and vet them as best you can and learn as much about them as much as you can and then make the right decision from there.
Is it possible to vet a potential soccer player via Zoom?
Well, the truthful answer is no. No, it's not. I think anybody can sell themselves the way they want to over the internet or over a Zoom call. So we try and do our homework and talk to people that know them, that have been around them, people that are in their circle, that have seen them in different circumstances and different elements, and try and get to know them as much as we can in that certain way.
Total number of players on the men's soccer team at HBU?
We have about anywhere between 26 and 30.
Okay.
Typically.
And potential of scholarship for a soccer player?
So the NCAA limit that we have is 9.9. I just rounded up to 10 to make it easy. But Steve won't let me do that monetarily. I'm still trying to get him to go there, but he's not quite folded yet. So we have 10 full scholarships. If you were to have everything break out just perfectly, and you have an average of those 10 scholarships divided through each class, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, that's about 2.5 scholarships per year that would come open.
What's the longevity of a soccer player that comes to HBU?
Well, we hope, and it's our goal, to have every single player that comes through our program to graduate with a degree from HBU. And so we hope to have them for 4 years. That's our goal.
I might add that one of the distinctions of HBU's 17 Division I sports is the uniquely high GPA among HBU athletes. Can you talk about that?
That's one of the very important things, and one of the things I'm most proud of our program. Each of the last 6 years, we have had a team GPA of over 3.0. Every year, the United Soccer Coaches Association gives out awards for every program that has a 3.0 or higher, and we have six of those in our office right now. And the seventh one's on the way. And so we're excited, and that's a streak we don't want to have an end in sight for.
That's really remarkable. So tell me how you guys do that when you're catching planes to Seattle and Las Vegas. You're obviously learned the discipline to excel at athletics, but keeping students focused on their academics and their future lives.
Yeah, we do. It's one of the most important things in our program. It's one of the pillars, if you will, one of the things that we believe wholeheartedly in. When you go back to the scholarship piece of it, because of the way HBU set up with the Academic Merit Scholarship Awards, we look to try and stretch our athletic money as much as we can and piece that together with the academic scholarships. And if we do that properly, we can maximize both areas of it and try and get more better players. And so that's one of the reasons that academics is very important for us. When we're on the road, we hold study hall. We have study hall for all of our players in normal seasons and normal times. The only way to get out of study hall is to have a 3.5 semester GPA. And then it fluctuates. If you get out and fall below that mark, you get back in the next semester. And so we have a pretty extensive study hall and academic program in place.
Let's talk about ethnicity. So what would be the ethnicity of the different players on the HBU soccer team?
I haven't looked at it that closely, but we're very diverse. I couldn't tell you percentages here and there, but I know we have players from here in Houston, and you know how diverse Houston is. Mm-hmm. And so that could mean that you're Latino or African, or you could be just an American as well. And so we have people from Houston, we have kids from Africa, kids from Sweden, kids from Costa Rica, kids from all over the country, really. So we're all over the world,
Very cool. When you talk about countries that are predisposed to producing soccer players, what are the top five that you keep your eye on?
Well, that's interesting. And I don't think that, you know, that my answer 7 years ago would have been different than it is now. I think you typically look at different countries and their kind of what those countries value is different. And how that fits into HBU's model is important. For instance, a lot of the South American countries grow up in religion and Christianity, and that's a big piece of what they've grown up. And that's a goal is to go to college where they can play soccer and have a religious education at the same time. And that may be different from some European countries. And so the culture that you have there is different. And it's been different for me. That's been an adjustment for me coming to HBU 7 years ago, was trying to adjust the recruiting that you then undertake because of the differences in the culture and the differences of HBU.
Yeah, uniquely. I mean, Latin America, a lot of people are not aware, is so hyper spiritual compared yes. to, for instance, yeah. Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, where 1,000 years ago, the churches might have been vital, but most of them are museums right now.
Correct.
So is there a particular part of the globe that you focus on, or you just follow the leads as they come?
Yeah, I just follow the leads as they come. I mean, Africa is kind of the same as Central America, very religious country.
Right.
And so it's easier, not that you can't find religious individuals that are very talented soccer players in different parts of the world, but it may just be easier to convince them that a religious education at the Division I level is something they would want to pursue as opposed to somebody else.
Let's talk about spiritual mentorship. How are you mentoring the athletes spiritually? I keep running into athlete after athlete who is tremendous in their field, but they're also remarking to me about how their coaches are making a real profound difference on them spiritually. And as you and I both know, that's a long-term takeaway.
It is. And, you know, I've always just tried to live my life relationally. I grew up in the church. My dad, he was an ordained minister, worked for the Baptist Sunday School Board way back when it was the Baptist Sunday School Board in Nashville, Tennessee. And so I kind of grew up in the church, and I just live my life in a way that I hope that others can see, God living in and through me. And then if they want to ask questions, they can come to me and ask questions. I just try to make myself available as much as I can.
That's so cool. We're talking to Ryan Pratt. He's the HBU head men's soccer coach since 2017, Division I level at HBU. Coach Pratt helps develop players who perform at their highest potential. and he's led the team to multiple honors. And we're really proud of you, Ryan, proud of the contribution you're making to HBU. Take just a minute and make an appeal to anybody thinking about HBU, and not just a student, but a parent or a grandparent thinking, maybe I'll send my son or daughter there. Tell them why they need to do it.
Well, from an athletic perspective, if you're thinking about what does college soccer look like, come watch us play. Come watch. You'll be surprised and impressed, I believe, at the product on the field, if you will. These guys, they give everything in the classroom. They give everything on the field. They're great kids. They are kids, but they're great kids. And they just want to be successful in both aspects of their life. HBU is a wonderful place. I think the people make the place, if you will. And HBU has a lot of wonderful people, both professors, coaches, administrators, from the presidents to the vice presidents to our athletic director, everybody in between. The people here are just amazing. And if you're looking for a great education in a beautiful portion of Sharpstown, here's the place to be.
You know, we might add that HBU is probably right on the heels of the third largest city in the United States. It's an aeronautic capital. I love flying in and out of this place because you can go almost anywhere. We have, what, 10 flights a day to Los Angeles out of Hobby and Bush Intercontinental. This is a cool city to be in as a student too, isn't it?
It is. And again, that's one of our recruiting niches, if you will. Not only are you able to be in the fourth largest city in America, but you're on a campus of 3,000 students where you feel like you're secluded from everything that Houston has to offer, yet you're on the 10 minutes away from the biggest city in the country, if you will, almost. And so you have the ability to be secluded, yet there's so much in Houston going on that in 15, 20 minutes, you can be right in the middle of 4 million people.
Yeah, and maybe 100 different cuisines, huh, Ryan?
That's great, which is great. And I tell you, our Mexican food is brilliant. It's awesome.
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. Well, there is a place for you, for your son or daughter, your grandson, granddaughter at HBU. Learn more about it at hbu.edu/admissions. One of our helpful assistants will talk to you at 281-649-3211. That's the admissions line. Be sure to call it. Our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, 281-649-3269. And remember, it is through our giving that makes HBU possible. It just would be impossible to think about HBU without the sacrificial giving of men and women through the decades. It all began in the beginning when men actually co-signed loans to guarantee the future of Houston Baptist College, putting it all on the line to make this college that turned into a university happen. In their legacy, we follow their pattern of giving. You can give online at hbu.edu or hbuonline.com. And again, 1-855-428-1960. Ryan, thanks so much for being with us today. Thanks so much for the man you are, for the influence, the imbuement that you're having on these great athletes around you. And I just have a feeling your dad, is he still alive today?
He is. Yes, sir.
Enjoy every day with him. My dad lived to be 90 and passed on to eternity, and I miss him every day. It's great to have a great dad, isn't it?
It sure is.
And you're
Thank you for having me.
And we're glad you're there, and we're glad you're doing what you're doing, okay? Thanks so much for being with us today. Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.